Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Assuming the form of Rudra, He destroys the creation. Thus, creation, maintenance, and dissolution are created by His will. Please repeat. Assuming the form of Rudra, He destroys the creation. Thus, creation, maintenance, and dissolution are created by His will. Purport. Maheshwara, O Lord Shiva, is not an ordinary living being, nor is He equal to Lord Vishnu. Effectively, comparing Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, the Brahma Sanghita says that Vishnu is like milk, whereas Shiva is like yogurt. Yogurt is nothing like milk, but nevertheless, it is milk also. I will read up to text 111 and then explain this section altogether. Text 106. Hiranyagarbha antaryami jagat karana Yara ansha kari kare virata kalpana. He is the Supersoul, Hiranyagarbha, the cause of the material world. The universe of form is conceived as His expansion. Hena narayana yara anshera ansha sei prabhu nityananda sarva avatanksha. That Lord Narayan is a part of a plenary portion, is a plenary part of Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the source of all incarnations. Dashama shlokera artha kaila vivaran ekadasha shlokera artha shuna diyamana. I have thus explained the 10th verse. Now please listen to the meaning of the 11th verse with all your mind. Yasyangsha angshangsha paratmakhilanam poshta vishnur bhati tugdabdishai Shoni bharta yat kalaso pyanantas tam shri nityananda ramam prapatye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshai Vishnu is the Supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is His further subpart. Narayanera nabhi nala madhyete tharani dharani ramadhye sapta samudra yegani. The material planets rest within the stem that grows from the lotus navel of Lord Narayan. Among these planets are seven oceans. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रुद्र रूप धरि करे जगत संहार सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय इच्छाया यहार। Assuming the form of Rudra, he destroys the creation. Thus, creation, maintenance and dissolution are created by his will. In the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada has a number of purports in the 7th chapter which discuss this particular aspect of the activities of the Supreme Lord, the creation of this material world, how it is done, what are the details, significant details. The interesting thing in the purports in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 is that Srila Prabhupada explains the significance of knowing this. What's the benefit if you now know that how this material world is functioning? That all the material planets are within the stem of the lotus flower that emanates from the navel of Lord Vishnu. What is the significance of all these truths, tattva? So I'll read to you two purports in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7. And they are very relevant to this discussion. First one is text 4. It's the purport to Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayur Kammano Buddhirevacha Ahankar Ityame Bina Prakritir Ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these 8 constitute my separated material energies. Srila Prabhupada writes, the science of God analyzes the constitutional position of God and His diverse energies. Material nature is called Prakriti, or the energy of the Lord in His different Purusha incarnations, expansions, as described in the Satvata Tantra. So, it's interesting, the choice of words here. Material nature is called Prakriti, or the energy of the Lord in His different Purusha incarnations. So often we just say that Prakriti is the one of the energies of the Lord. But the significant detail is that Prakriti, which is material nature, is an energy of the different Purusha incarnations. So these Purusha incarnations are mentioned. Vishnus tu trini rupani Purushakhyani अथो विधु एकम तु महता सार्ष्टी द्वितीयम तु अंड संस्थितम तृतीयम सर्वभूतास्तम तानि ज्ञात्वा विमुच्यते. फॉर मटीरियल क्रिएशन लॉर्ड कृष्णस प्लीनरी एक्सपेंशन अज्यूम्स थ्री विष्णुस. द फर्स्ट वन, सो दीज आर द पुरुष इंकार्नेशंस, द थ्री विष्णुस. द फर्स्ट वन महाविष्णु creates the total material energy known as the Mahat Tattva. It's a nice picture right behind showing Lord Mahavishnu in that circle on the bottom right corner. And the second, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, enters into all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third, Kshirodakshay Vishnu, is diffused as the all-pervading Supersoul in all the universes and is known as Paramatma. He is present even within the atoms. Anyone who knows these three Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. So that's the significant point. Anyone who knows these three Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. This is the significance of knowing. Sometimes the question is raised whether it is an intellectual exercise to hear shastras, to understand all these details, whether it's not just too much emphasis on the material and less on the spiritual aspect of Krishna. The fact is that Krishna himself says, one who knows me in truth, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata, who understands me in truth. Part of this understanding of Krishna is to understand this creation. The Srimad Bhagavatam devotes not some chapters but some cantos out of the 12 cantos just to understanding the creation as a significant part of our ability to understand Krishna. And it is as a result of being able to understand the creation that we become, if you like, eligible to understand the 10th canto, the intimate spiritual pastimes of the personality of Godhead. Otherwise, we run the risk of thinking they are material. Krishna's pastimes are material. So that's considered very dangerous for the person who is trying to revive his God consciousness, that he should not make that mistake. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this further. This material world is a temporary manifestation of one of the energies of the Lord. All the activities of the material world are directed by these three Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. These purushas are called incarnations. Generally, one who does not know the science of God assumes that this material world is for the enjoyment of the living entities and that the living entities are the purushas, the causes, controllers and enjoyers of the material energy. According to Bhagavad Gita, this atheistic conclusion is false. In the verse under discussion, it is stated that Krishna is the original cause of the material manifestation. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this. The ingredients of the material manifestation are separated energies of the Lord. Even the Brahma Jyoti, which is the ultimate goal of the impersonalists, is a spiritual energy manifested in the spiritual sky. There are no spiritual diversities in the Brahma Jyoti as there are in the Vaikuntha Lokas. And the impersonalists accept this Brahma Jyoti as the ultimate eternal goal. The Paramatma manifestation is also a temporary, all-pervasive aspect of the Kishorodakshai Vishnu. The Paramatma manifestation is not eternal in the spiritual world. Therefore, the factual absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the complete energetic person and he possesses different separated and internal energies. So in text 19, Srila Prabhupada continues this elaboration. The verse is Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So the significant point is, what is rare is that a person can take the sum total of all knowledge and understand that Krishna is the cause of all this knowledge, all this reality. And the rare person is the person who, understanding that, is able to surrender to Krishna. It's a few steps, right? To be able to understand all reality as it is. And to be able to understand that all this reality, Krishna is the cause of all the causes of this reality. And then the third step is, as a result of this understanding, to be able to surrender to Krishna. Right? So there's a number of points. So, you know, sometimes the argument is raised, well, what is the point of all this? Krishna, just surrender to Krishna. It is in order to surrender to Krishna that this is all being given to us. And sometimes we make the mistake of being able to surrender to Krishna as if it is not so difficult. It is not so difficult only because of the mercy of a pure devotee or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers. It is not easy without that mercy. It's not easily accessible. That's not easy. So even when the mercy is there, the requirement is to be able to do justice to that mercy. That mercy was not a mistake. You know, just like a criminal, he may be let off by the judge, the king, the executive head. He may be pardoned. But if he again commits crime, then he is establishing that he was not deserving of that pardon. You follow? That's a very... So the same thing applies in Krishna consciousness. Though we may have been privileged to receive easy access to Krishna and Krishna consciousness, we should be careful that we do not prove ourselves unworthy. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Shri Shri Gorni Taiki Chai. Shruti Prabhu? How? Nine. Oh. There's plenty of time. So, I don't have to rush then. I can pause. So, this is a very significant point. Of not being ungrateful, but also not being, undeserving. of the mercy. So, in order to ensure against that offense, the requirement is that we go back and do a systematic study. Now, the study is not an intellectual exercise. It's actually engaging ourselves in Shravanam Kirtanam. The Shravanam Kirtanam is to elevate our consciousness from where it is. The mercy is allowing us to chant the holy name, to worship the deity, to associate with devotees, to engage in personal devotional service to the Lord. But the Shravanam Kirtanam allows us to elevate our consciousness to that stage so that it is not artificial. Again, Krishna mentions this in the third chapter of the Gita to Arjuna, that to safeguard against becoming a mithyachara sa uchyate, a pretender, outwardly acting as if he is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, but internally with his mind meditating on the objects of the senses. So this is rectified by this Shravanam Kirtanam. When it dawns on the living entity that I am not the Purusha, you know this word Purusha was used. Purusha means, it literally refers to the three Vishnus, but it means the enjoyer. So Srila Prabhupada pointed out in the purport that the living entity thinks he is the Purusha. He is the enjoyer. So that psychic condition has to be rectified. So that requires this gradual evolution in Krishna consciousness. Evolution of consciousness from enjoyer to servant. Initially, we find it very hard because we're atheists. You know, we're not atheists by professing it, but our condition is one of atheism. We genuinely cannot see the Supreme Lord. We genuinely cannot see how He is the controller and the enjoyer. Bhoktaram, Yajna Tapasam, Sarvalok, Maheshwara. We see things that are the objects of my enjoyment. What I like. And what I don't like. That's our condition. You can consider that that's the condition of an atheist. Means he's unable to see the Lord or his hand behind everything. So this gradual Shravanam Kirtanam, it rectifies that. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya. So this slowly, this evolution of consciousness begins to take place. And it's interesting that Bhagavad Gita is considered the ABC of spiritual life. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the study for graduating. And then Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for postgraduate study. And yet, we're finding Chaitanya Charitamrita is discussing the Purushas. How Lord Nityananda Ram, in his expansions of the Vishnus, he is conducting this material world. How it is manifest. How Lord Shiva comes into play. He has a part. And how it all connects. So, then another question that is linked to all this is, you know, Krishna's choice of this word Buddhi Yoga, right? Second chapter is full of the word Buddhi Yoga. So Buddhi means intelligence. And Srila Prabhupada translates it variously, Krishna consciousness. But the root meaning of the word Buddhi Yoga means it requires intelligence. Yoga of the intelligence. You need your intelligence. So there are two components. One is you have to have intelligence. So this is also touched upon in the second chapter. Buddhi nasha vinashyati. That the greatest tragedy according to that verse, you know, Dhyayato Vishyan Punsa, that two verses. The greatest tragedy is you lose your intelligence. You know this? This is the Putti Nasha Pranashyati. When the intelligence is lost, everything is lost. You see the significance. Now it's not academic kind of intelligence. The ability to fathom quantum mechanics or create an aeroplane or a rocket or a brain surgery. It's buddhi of a Krishna consciousness. So if you're Krishna conscious, your consciousness is damaged, you've lost, it's a serious damage. So in order to protect that, buddhir pratishtati, in the 72nd verse of the last verse of the second chapter, Krishna says how, by the process of Krishna consciousness, your buddhi is found. You gain this consciousness. You elevate it from dhyayato vishyan punsa, from seeing the world in terms of your enjoyment, your likes and dislikes. Elevating it from there to the point where you can see Krishna. So, you know, this is how we resolve this disease of atheism. So here is this purport to this verse of Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is the cause of all causes, and prapatyate, he surrenders to Krishna. Prabhupada writes, the living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life, and that these activities constitute devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, that he is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent from him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudeva or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudeva precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. Durlaba. Sa Mahatma Su Durlaba. This verse is very nicely explained in the third chapter, verses 14 and 15 of the Shvetashtvatra Upanishad. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sa Bhumim Vishvato Vritva Tat वृत्वाति अतिष्ठत दश उंगलम पुरुष एवेदम सर्वम यत भूतम यत च भवयम उताम उताम रित्तत्तस्वेशानु यत अनेनाति रोहति. इन द चांडोग्य उपनिषद 5.1.15 it is said na vai vacho na chakshunsi na shrotrani na manansiti achakshate prana iti eva chakshate prano hi evaitani sarvani bhavanti. In the body of a living being, neither the power to speak, nor the power to see, nor the power to hear, nor the power to think is the prime factor. It is life which is the center of all activities. Similarly, Lord Vasudeva, or the personality of God, is Lord Shri Krishna, is the prime entity in everything. In this body, there are powers of speaking, of seeing, of hearing, of mental activities, etc. But these are not important if not related to the Supreme Lord. And because Vasudeva is all-pervading and everything is Vasudeva, the devotee surrenders in full knowledge. So this is being emphasized in the 7th chapter. Now, 7th chapter is interesting. Srila Prabhupada says that the most confidential topics of the Bhagavad Gita are in the middle 6 chapters. That starts from chapter 7 to chapter 12. So this is chapter 7. It's telling us about Krishna. So to understand Krishna is part of the devotional life. Otherwise, in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, if he doesn't have this understanding of Krishna, then his activities in devotional life are called Agyata Sukriti. Unknowingly he's engaging in devotional service. So the result of Agyata Sukriti is that you start to do Gyata Sukriti. You start to knowingly do devotional service. But the pitfall, the danger of Agyata Sukriti is you can give up. You may stop. You took to it, and then one day you may leave it. So to prevent that, the student, the devotee, has to engage in this Shravanam Kirtanam. He has to have a strong Buddhi Yoga, with which he can understand these subjects, these topics. And as a result of understanding these topics, your engagement in devotional service becomes dridha vrata. You do not fall down. So therefore, side by side, whilst doing our, Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Vidhi and Panchratriki Vidhi. Interestingly, this comes under Bhagavad Vidhi, this understanding of Krishna. And the other one is where you perform certain devotional activities like worshipping the deity, chanting a prescribed number of rounds, like that, getting up early in the morning, observing sadhana, regulated devotional service. But Bhagavad Vidhi requires that you practice Buddhi Yoga, that you revive your consciousness by introspection, by hearing and chanting, by elevating your consciousness. from where it is to where it needs to be. By carefully, Prabhupada uses the word scrutinizingly. In the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, he says Bhagavad Gita has to be read scrutinizingly. That means very paying great attention to every small detail. And that every such detail is understood. And then it will manifest in a very stable Krishna consciousness. Now, I can proceed, but I think at this point it'd be nice if you do have questions, you can ask them now, then we can proceed. Yes.